Hey y'all, welcome back to the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast with me, Carson Osteen. Today, I'm joined by the 2024-2025 Tennessee FFA State Sentinel, Lexi Rush. Lexi, if you'd like to introduce yourself, please go ahead.
Hey guys, my name is Lexi Rush. I am from the Portland FFA chapter, and this year I'm serving as a State Sentinel. I'm currently a student at the University of Tennessee at Knoxville, go Vols, and I am majoring in Ag Leadership. And I hope to, after college, be a part of the ag industry and specifically going into international agriculture development.
Awesome. So I know you just mentioned that you were a member of the Portland FFA chapter. Would you want to share what your FFA journey looked like, has looked like over the years?
Oh, it was so great. So my FFA journey started my freshman year of high school. I can remember, though, in eighth grade, whenever we were bubbling all of our class schedules for what we were going to be taking the next year. And I can remember bubbling honors agri-science. And I have that vivid memory, which is just so crazy because the eighth grader had no idea what was ahead of her. But I started my freshman year. And fun fact, the very first day that I walked in, it was still COVID. So we were wearing masks. And I walked into my advisor, Mr. Kirkham's room, and he was wearing a Baby Yoda mask. And I remember it so well, and it's just so funny to look back on because I can't believe that he is now one of my closest mentors. So just funny story, starting to get to know him. But my first competition, I was voluntold to, most of us share that story, I was voluntold to join the Conduct of Chapter Meetings competition. And from there on, I just absolutely loved FFA. I ran for chapter office that year, and I've served ever since. First, I served as chapter historian, then vice president, and then I was so honored to serve as chapter president my last year. And I mean, every year was just something more, and it was so great getting to be more involved and getting to be better at competitions, seeing how I could work better with my chapter officer team, developing those leadership skills. And then outside of the chapter is really great. I started to go to more leadership conferences. I went to FFA camp every single summer that I could as a member, and getting to grow that community outside of my own chapter was just the coolest thing ever. So now I didn't just have a community within my own chapter. I also got to start to see some familiar faces whenever I would go to these competitions, and I really got to develop those lifelong relationships. And so, I mean, just tons and tons of growth. And looking back from whenever I started my freshman year of high school to now, just completely different. And that is all thanks to my journey with FFA.
So yeah, you just named a bunch of things that you've done over your years in FFA, and now about a year ago you were selected to serve as a state officer for the state of Tennessee. So would you want to walk through the process that you went through to get selected as a state officer?
Yeah, I would definitely say it was a culmination of and a buildup of all the years I was involved. But mainly whenever I started that process, some of the things I specifically did is I reached out to mentors who had either trained past state officers or who had been a past state officer themselves. And I got to develop some great relationships with them. They became some of my best friends, and they were so generous to offer their time and their amazing advice. And so that was one of the biggest things that really helped me. And prep courses. I went to the prep courses, whether it was through alumni, through Farm Bureau, Martin, Tennessee Tech, UTK, just all of them. So many great prep courses offered throughout our state. And I would definitely suggest if you're a candidate, a regional, or a state, go to those prep courses. That is where I grew the most and learned, you know, how I could better my interview skills. And it's also great because those are moments where you get to talk to other candidates and you guys get to share, you know, your nerves, or you guys get to share your funny stories about, oh yeah, I totally just flopped that interview, but hey, it's okay. Another great thing that I really like doing during my state officer candidacy is I listen to podcasts. So I know Farm Bureau has some really great ones, like Farm Bureau on the Hill. Those are really great to just learn, especially whenever you're trying to get that ag issues side and getting that knowledge. And that was super beneficial for me in my journey. But it was definitely a culmination of things. But overall, I will say the thing that helped me the most was leaning on my community while also sticking to who I was. Because you don't want to stray from that. Stay who you are, but you'll grow during that season of life, and it'll just be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, so you had went through the process to run for state office, and then you were fortunate enough that Wednesday morning to hear your name called. Could you just share what may have been going through your head when you did hear your name be called to run down that aisle to, eventually meet teammates?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, being the first one, it was you're on stage by yourself, but that's cool because then you get to see everyone else run up to you. I remember that Wednesday morning, I was tired. I was very tired. And because it had been a great last few days, but lots of events and lots of running around the convention center. And I remember whenever we all the candidates, we went to go stand at the back of the room. And I just remember I hadn't really cried at all that week, maybe throughout, a few of the retiring addresses. But I remember as soon as I stood back there in that line and, we wrapped our arms around each other, I cried like a baby. And I just remember I was reflecting throughout the entire week and throughout my years of being an FFA member and just how grateful I was to have the opportunity to be in that spot. But most importantly, I remember the sense of contentment that I felt. I knew that I was proud to be a part of the process and that I was proud of what I had done. And I was going to keep that sense of that feeling, whether I made it or not. But now I do remember after, they played the recap video and then Weston Brown, he came to the stage and he started to call out our names. And being elected a state sentinel, I was the first one. And I remember as soon as I heard Portland, my face just dropped. And I had to be pushed out to start running, of course, because my body was just kind of like, whoa, what just happened? But it was such a great feeling and definitely a memory that lives in my heart forever.
Yeah, and then instantly y'all's year of service starts. And a few months later, y'all are at camp for the first time as state officers. And would you want to share what your weeks of camp looked like this past year while serving as a state officer?
Yeah, so I went to weeks 3, 5, and 6 of camp, and it was a summer full of growth. I mean, it was great getting to learn all about the Tennessee FFA members who came to camp throughout those weeks, and I got to hear their stories, and it was so great getting to hear their passions and their plans for their involvement with FFA. Whether it was, first year members who were kind of nervous or really ambitious, or hearing the seniors who it was their very last camp, it was just such sweet weeks at camp. I loved it. And of course, it's not camp without Goggle Ball. So I definitely spent a lot of time in the Goggle Ball pit with some amazing members. That was super fun. But camp was great. And, I'd always been as an FFA member. So getting to be on the state officer side and getting to interact and facilitate workshops every week at camp, that was so, so cool. And I loved it.
Yeah. Week 3 was probably like, I don't think I could have had a better group of state officers there that week. it was definitely a fun week, and I'm really excited for next year already. So a few weeks later, after y'all wrapped up camp, y'all were able to go to State Officer Summit in Washington, D.C. Would you want to share what that experience was like for you?
Yeah, so that was my first time in Washington, D.C. It was really cool, and of course, I loved getting to go there with my team. That we made so many amazing memories, whether it was through funny pictures or funny jokes, we just had great times. Well, one of the coolest things is, of course, we're all there for State Officer Summit, and we had close to 500 state officers from across the nation. So that week was full of learning about and getting to talk with the different state officers about what their associations do. And that really opened up my eyes because, you grew up as a Tennessee FFA member and you see all that we do and you're like, oh, it doesn't get any better than this, which I'd still argue, our state, we're pretty far up there on my favorite, the best association in the nation, but it's really cool because you get to learn about all the different ways that associations will run their state, whether it's through different processes for their state officers or how they do regional or district officers, or even how they run their competitions. It was so cool to get to learn just how vastly different all of the associations under National FFA are across the nation. And, you know, it was really great. I got to meet some of my absolute best friends, people who I still talk to this very day, and we keep in touch. And I got to meet them during State Officer Summit. So that was just a great week to get to further my love for FFA to, I mean, not even just across my own state, but now across the nation. That was awesome.
Yeah, it's always exciting because I've been able to hear the stories from not only now almost the whole entire Tennessee FFA state officer team, but also I was talking to someone from Idaho, I believe, and just hearing the stories that they like that all of y'all were able to take from that summit is really, really exciting and inspiring for not only the future candidates or future state officers, but everybody. So another thing that you guys did, or your state officer team rather, did this past year was host Cultivate and Emerge at Camp Clements. And that is a weekend conference that so many members across Tennessee are able to go to. Would you want to share what it was like at that conference this past year?
Oh, yeah. So one thing about being a state officer has taught me so far is I love to facilitate workshops. It is so much fun whenever you get groups of FFA members who have that same passion and you're all there for the same reason. To, you know, deepen your leadership skills, learn more about agriculture education, and just be there to make amazing memories with each other. And that's exactly what Cultivate and Emerge was. It was such a fun week. We have two different conferences kind of running in with the first one. Cultivate are for freshmen and sophomores, where the workshops are geared towards them learning and cultivating those leadership skills. And it's geared towards them because, you know, you're obviously a little different from whenever you first start out high school to the end. So we feel it's best to go ahead and separate the high schoolers into two groups so that they can make the most out of the conference. And then we have the second, which is the Emerge side, and that's our juniors and seniors. And because, you know, they're getting ready to emerge out of high school and into the, you know, what a lot of people call the real world. So we are really wanting to help them and give them the best skills to prepare them for that next step, whether it's applying that career readiness that they've learned or those leadership skills, and just really helping to get them ready for that next step. But it was great. We had an awesome time. We got to go through a whole bunch of different workshops that either discovered some of our talents or our communities and down to our leadership skills. And then we got to, on Friday night, have our glow party. It's super great. You know, we had members bring hundreds and hundreds of glow sticks. And it was just a great time.
Yeah, that conference is always one that's exciting to see members be at. I unfortunately was not able to attend this past year, but fingers are crossed for 2025. So,
oh yeah.
Another exciting thing that you guys were able to do as state officers was serve as a delegate for Tennessee FFA at National Convention this past year. Would you want to share what it was like being part of those 475 delegates this year?
Yeah. So that was really cool. And, you know, as we know, our National FFA, it's a student-led organization, and that is really seen throughout the chapter levels, you know, through your chapter officers. But it's really cool because I got to see it on the national level, and it felt like I got to get, you know, a full behind the scene look at how our organization is truly student led. So we broke off during that week of national convention. We broke off into different delegate groups, and I was a part of the group for the American degree process. We were reconsidering some of the requirements for the American degree. And so that was so cool because we got to be in groups with a lot of the state officers that we had already met at State Officer Summit. So it was great because we got to come back together, see our good friends, and then we got to work to try to, you know, improve or better, you know, the organization that we love for future FFA members. And that was just such a cool process to get to see how that really works. And in those business sessions, it was awesome.
Yeah, and then a few months after National Convention, you and six of your other teammates were able to go to ILSSO. I'm not even going to try to say what it is because it always leaves my brain. But y'all were able to attend that. Would you want to share what it was like being at that, I guess, seminar?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it was great. I have always had a love for travel, and I've been fortunate enough to get to travel before, but never have I been able to travel for solely learning about the agriculture industry. And that's what this trip was focused on. So I and then six others of my teammates with we were a part of a group of 75 state officers, and we all met in New Jersey, and then we flew out and we went to Spain. Now, this was early January. So then for the majority of, it was about a 2-week trip, we were in Spain and we were getting to travel to places like Madrid and Cordoba, and we got to learn all about their ag industry over there. And then we got to end the trip in Lisbon in Portugal. Now, it was so cool because we've gotten to learn about the ag industry in America, but getting to go overseas and learn just about how vastly different their ag industry over there is was such an experience. One of the biggest things that stuck out to me about their industry is that they are very focused on natural uses. So even if it has a lot of research backed up behind it, they are very, very hesitant onto what they allow on their farms and throughout their processes within their industry. So it's very interesting to see just how different that is and how that affects their production.
Yeah, and I know hearing the stories from Eli and Shelby, and I believe Skylar too, about all the stuff that y'all did throughout those 2 weeks of being there, it seems really exciting. I know mentioning the traveling to the two different areas and seeing their agriculture and all that over there, it definitely sounds exciting to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
So moving on to the next thing, during FFA week, you guys were able to go on y'all's Goodwill tour. And of course, this week was full of industry visits, legislative visits, everything that you could probably think of. What was that tour like for you as a state officer this year?
Oh, I would absolutely have to say that I had the time of my life with my teammates. It was so great. So we started off that week together. We started off our first day by attending the PIC Tennessee conference, and then we ended that night by giving our first presentation, our Goodwill Tour presentation, at the alumni convention, and that was just awesome. And then the next day, we actually went back to mine and Paige's hometown in Sumner County, and we got to go do our community service project there with an organization that's called Hands of Hope, and then we also got to tour Bradley Acre Farms. And then we had to split into two different groups going to West and East. So I was with the West group. And while we were in West, some of the really cool things we got to do, we got to go visit one of the 4-H camps that sits on Lone Oaks Farm, which is actually a 1,200-acre farm. And we got to visit some of their STEM facilities there and see how they run their camps for their 4-H members during the summer. And we also got to visit with the National Cotton Council and Tennessee Corn and a few other organizations and learn about what West Tennessee has going on. And then we eventually came back together, and we had the legislative breakfast on Thursday, where we got to have a lot of our General Assembly members come and join us for breakfast. And it's always great getting to meet with them and hear about, you know, their love for agriculture and what they're doing to benefit and help our industry continue to be the number one in the state. And then we had a few more stops. And then our very last one, we ended with Eric Mayberry and his wife, and we got to have lunch with them and discuss. And that was probably one of my favorite stops, just getting to speak with President Eric Mayberry and hear all of his stories and just his love for agriculture.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it was a fun week for you guys. And I know the snow did kind of put a damper on some things, but
yeah.
I know you mentioned you came over to the west side of the state. I mean, it's pretty nice and flat and vast over here. It's awesome. But that definitely was probably a highlight for most of y'all as state officers. And another thing that's quickly approaching for you guys is state convention. Now, this is the state convention that you guys have worked all year to plan and ultimately have in a few weeks now. Would you want to share a few things that you're looking forward to most with State Convention this year?
Yeah, I am most looking forward to just seeing everyone. It has been amazing getting to make so many friends across the state and just getting to see the passions and love that all of our incredible FFA members have for this industry. And I've made so many sweet relationships and friendships, and I'm just so excited to see everyone. And of course, I love State Convention. I've gone since my freshman year. In fact, my first State Convention was the Summer State Convention, so I had an interesting start to my conventions. But I love that we all come together and just celebrate our association, you know, the hard work that everyone has done. And I always leave convention feeling just on fire for FFA and what a great community this is. And of course, this convention holds the utmost special place in my heart because my team will be retiring at this state convention. So gonna hold back my tears as much as I can. But if y'all see me crying, hand me a tissue and move along.
Yeah, it's always exciting for state convention each year. And this one honestly is special, not only for me, but everybody that's going to be attending it. And yeah, like you just said, if I'm in one of the few, one of the rows in that in them sessions, bawling my eyes out to retirement dresses, just keep walking. Y'all didn't see that.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna happen. Just don't know when. Yeah, it's definitely gonna be a really exciting week. And I know, looking at my calendar, it's less than 2 weeks away now. It's really crazy thinking that, you know, a year ago you guys were elected, and just seeing everything that y'all have been able to do this year, and you know, just continuing to influence Tennessee FFA over these next few weeks is going to be really exciting. And I know a lot of people are going to be walking in for their first time and, you know, walk out on fire, like you just said, figuratively, not literally. But it's really going to be exciting, and it's quickly approaching, and I need to start packing, but that's a whole nother story.
Oh, me too.
So I know you mentioned, like, in your introduction today, that you are a student at the University of Tennessee at Knoxville, and you're part of their ag program over there, and I know it is a great program over there as well. Would you want to share what it has been like your freshman year of college being a part of the Herbert College of Agriculture?
Oh, yeah. I know that whenever I was touring as a senior in high school, and I was trying to decide which university I was going to attend, you know, one of the things that a lot of people told me to watch out for is just how big the, you know, UTK campus is, you know, because we do have a lot of students here. And I will say that that is not anything that I felt on the Herbert campus. You know, with how many students we do have, they do such a phenomenal job of making it feel like a close-knit community. A lot of my professors were past state officers, or were very involved with FFA. So they have been so amazing into offering just, you know, some of their advice, or, you know, just sharing their amazing stories of their time while I've been here during my first year. And it's been really great to feel that sense of community here. I'm also a part of the Living Learning community for ag majors, which has definitely furthered my involvement with the Herbert campus. And so essentially I've gotten to create close relationships with those who do have agriculture majors. And it's just been great to see all of those who are dedicated to this industry and how many are wanting to pursue a strong future and career down this path. So I've absolutely loved it, and I can't wait to continue being a part of this great family.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that people were warning you about, like, the size and everything. That has been one thing that I was, like, worried about. And then whenever I went to Knoxville in January for the prep course and just drove around the ag campus a little bit and instantly just fell in love with it. And that's definitely high up on that list for fall of 26. But, I mean, I can't give enough praise to it, and I'm not even a student there. It's definitely a really, really great campus. And I know the educators and everything are probably even better. So, one question that I like to ask towards the end of an episode is, well, I guess I could restate that. The last question that I like to ask in episodes is, what is one piece of advice that you would like to give to an FFA member or maybe just a student that is hesitant to get involved in FFA? So if you have an answer to that or any advice that you'd like to share, please go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I know that in high school, especially on the whenever you're a freshman and sophomore, you know, you've got so many new clubs and opportunities that just seem to be jumping out at you and demanding your attention. And that can be kind of overwhelming. And sometimes, you know, it can be natural to feel like we just want to take a step back and, you know, maybe not be a part of this because of our worries or our fears. But my biggest piece of advice to young FFA members, or any FFA member, is to just do it. Like, just get involved. You have no idea, you know, what your journey with this organization could be like, how it can change your life. I know it absolutely changed mine. So I would say to, you know, just get in there, participate. You absolutely do have something to offer to this table, and you will not be sorry that you did.
Definitely second to that. So, Lexi, it has been a true honor to have you on the episode today. And unfortunately, like, this is, you're the last state officer that I had to get on the podcast. And now I've been able to do the whole entire state officer team this past year. And that's really exciting. So do you have any closing remarks or anything that you'd like to give before we end the episode?
Well, I am so thankful that you asked me to be on here. I absolutely love to hear and see everything that you're doing. And I look forward to hearing other people on this podcast.
Of course. So thank you guys for listening to this episode of the podcast. I will not see y'all back next week, but the following week I'll be putting out another episode. So yeah, thank y'all for listening.